May the Holy Spirit lead you into all truth, heart-dwelling family. Dear ones, seek Him until all your questions and doubts are resolved. My precious family, the Lord said that my sheep hear my voice. They follow me, and a stranger they will not follow. John 10:27. That means that if you are truly the disciple of Jesus, you hear His voice. Of course, it comes in many different forms. It could be a bumper sticker or a song or a still small voice and an urging in a certain direction. There are many different ways that He speaks to our hearts. It could be your husband or a good friend confirming something. And you know how the Lord is. Out of the mouths of two or three, His word will be confirmed. So learn to recognize His voice, dear one. We cannot afford to follow a different shepherd. You may quote this verse to Him when you sit down to pray or kneel to pray. The angels will see and hear, and they will descend from heaven to help you. Why? Because it is written, and nothing written by God will return to Him without accomplishing His will. Amen. So is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. It's Isaiah 55:1. I want to begin this message by restating why I share these experiences with you. One day I asked the Lord, "Why me, Lord?" A high school dropout, looking for God in the wrong places, very needy for love, which got me into all kinds of trouble, selfish, moody, prone to want to quit, raised an only child and a latchkey kid, and very low self-esteem, cowardly even, and continually fighting against deep depression. No matter how many scriptures I declare, the enemy always comes back and I have to keep declaring them. So I asked the Lord, "Why me?" His answer was so simple. He began, "I could find no one less worthy or less equipped than you. I chose you because if I can make a faithful prophet out of you, I can do it with anyone. You were the least likely to succeed out of all my candidates, a very black sheep. So I chose you to prove to my people, if I can do it with her, I can do it with you." And I continue to hold that standard. Of all of the candidates, you were the least likely, the worst choice. Now, if I didn't know the Lord's sweet love so well, I would be wounded by that remark. But I am a very little and weak soul, and every day in this ministry, I can count my failures. When I toss them into the sea of His mercy, Jesus finds my horse and helps me get astride. Oh, with courage from the Lord, I take the reins back in my hands, bite the bullet, and keep going. A little quote from AI, "Bite the bullet" means to accept and endure a difficult or unpleasant situation bravely and stoically, even if it's painful or undesirable. It implies facing a problem head on, especially one you'd rather avoid. Or in my case, facing the problem again while feeling totally inadequate and ill-equipped to carry it out successfully. But again, I boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. When you see these messages, you are seeing the power of grace working through me. because I'm very weak on my own. Okay, moving on to the message. Oh Lord, I just watched Brandon Biggs on The End of Days, and the title was, Are We Really at the End? Is Jesus Coming Soon? We are running out of time. This is on Rumble. Official Brandon Biggs on Rumble. Lord, after watching this, I really don't want to come back to help. He answered me immediately. It will be your choice. Nothing will be forced upon you. You will see quite a difference in your physical stature, which will make you feel like, I can do this through God, who is strengthening me. You will be able to make a more informed decision. At that time, you will see things differently than they appear now. You know that saying, don't try to solve tomorrow's problems with today's graces. That's so true. And he's saying, in time, in the right time, you can make a better choice. Whether it's to stay in heaven or to come back and help. Oh, my beloved, in those hours with me in heaven, truly, you will see things so differently. You will have new skill sets and new ways to travel. You will not be contained and hampered as you are now. Yet I understand that nobody in their right mind would want to come back. Like I have stated, it will be your choice, my beloved. When he said that, I just wanted to tuck in under his arm and lay my head over his heart. It feels so good to be talking with you, my little princess, Jesus said. Oh yes, you will see your true stature in heaven, and I must say, you will love it. I like the Princess Diaries. That really touched my heart. I was thinking of it more for my daughter than for me. In fact, I took her to see it and I said, honey, this is you. And at the time, she was not in the place to see that. But now it's all different, years later. When Jesus said, it feels so good to be talking to you, my little princess. And I've been struggling for weeks to be able to talk to him clearly. And when I come in to do a message, that's when it happens. I wish I could do it without the message, but it seems like that's the only time that things are very, very clear. And it's wonderful to talk to him. It's wonderful to listen to what's on his heart and be a part of his will. I continued and said, you mean I will not have to be a serious grown-up anymore? He said resoundingly, yes. You will not have to be a serious grown-up anymore. Guess that's why you gave me a trainload of candy, Lord? Ezekiel saw a boxcar that was really long and large, billowing over with candy. And I'm not a real candy fan, but this was like, you know, a little kid's dream come true. Beautiful. Candies, all different colors, beautifully put together. And so I said, yes, that's why you gave me a trainload of candy. That boxcar was just a big billowing over a candy store. Now you are catching on, he replied. Oh, Jesus, you will really be able to help others, he said. They won't be deaf and blind like they are now. I know you truly have been discouraged, and how I'm looking forward to seeing you operate in total freedom with the gifts that have lain dormant in you. All of you, my people, will have a new freedom from fear and be able to minister in that state of fearing nothing. Okay, guys, I just want to remind you, he gives me these messages to let you know that you too can have what he gives me. And this is a case in point. Every time I tell you not to fear, you're practicing for the big day. my little ones. How I long to see you whole, living your dream of being able to make a difference for those who will be in absolute shell shock. At that point, I started to drift a little bit. And he said, keep writing, beloved. Those who have held you back will no longer be able to. That's wonderful. Yeah, the wishes won't be able to make my brain go numb or distract me with other things. I'll have a supernatural resurrected body and mind. And at that point, I decided to get a little concerned. Those who have held you back will no longer be able to. But will they pull back others and lie to them? And the answer is yes. That will be your biggest impediment. But even that will yield to prayer. You will have all the faculties necessary to pray, and the graces I will pour through you. There is nothing to worry about. You are not a slave to the unknown. Every word I have spoken will indeed come to pass. Oh, Jesus, never stop talking with me. Your words are spirit and life, like honey from the honeycomb. May they never leave me. And yet, they are like a looking glass into the future. Oh, God, if ever I needed courage and stamina, it's now. Jesus continued, you have many questions about timing. Has Brandon's message given you renewed hope? Indeed, Lord, it has. You are my light and my salvation. Never will I have cause to fear. He came and embraced me again, my head over his heart. I was so small, and I heard him say, that's just the way I like you. So small, so very small. And that was the end of his message. And I really want to refer you to Brandon Biggs, his latest message. And I think I announced that at the beginning. I think it's very important to listen to. There are other prophets that seem very, very kosher, but Brandon, he's restored my hope with his message. Other people, I don't know, I don't understand some of them. It's too complicated. They have nice things to say, but they don't hit the spot. I really like someone who's open and forthright, comes right out and says it like it is, just the way the Lord gave it to him. And that's the way I like to communicate, because I don't ever want you to be in confusion. So the Lord bless you, my dear ones. I'm asking for your prayers, because warfare has been terrific around here. You're all really pressing into warfare every day to be able to maintain our balance and the direction the Lord is putting us in. So please pray for us that we can do that, and that the gifts of the Spirit will flow through us like a river, and we can really, really help others. You know, at this point, we're having everyone do their own channel. It's time for them to come forth and have their own channel and share. And I'll be posting those channels for you in the near future. I have some wonderful, wonderful disciples here. People who are very serious about the Lord, head over heels in love with Him, and really want to make a difference. Please pray for them, for their confidence, because they're little nobodies like me. Please pray. Thank you so much. Thank you, too, for supporting the channel. That helps tremendously. To date, we don't have an answer about the land. We're just doing what God has called us to do and waiting on Him. Amen. Thank you for sharing this with me. Thank you for being with us.